And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning, Mother's Day, as we celebrate Mother's Day. And we have a good game coming up today. It is the Giants and the Cardinals, and it is game four of this four-game series. And the Giants yesterday got in there and got a victory and snapped that five-game losing streak. They still lost 7 of 9. But the Cardinals were very cooperative yesterday. And on Buster Posey Day, with all the dignitaries there and former teammates, and really a great celebration, the Giants went out and won the game 13-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. 13 runs, 9 hits for the Giants. 7 runs, 14 hits for the Cardinals, but they made 3 big errors. They walked 8, they hit a batter, and of the 8 walks, 5 scored. And Brandon Belt, really was good to see him back in the lineup yesterday, even though he left late in the game with looked like a stiff neck, muscle pull in his neck or something like that. We'll find out more about that today. But it is Mother's Day, and it is a very special day for everybody. And I always like to acknowledge the mothers who do so much for the family and keep everything going. And whether it's being there at night when you don't feel well, a special meal, or encouraging you at school, or whatever mom did, it was very special. But not every home has a mother. And I think it's very important on this day to acknowledge that, that sometimes it's an aunt, sometimes it's a grandma, sometimes it's a family friend, sometimes it's a neighbor, a teacher, someone like that. And some homes are not traditional. You may have 2 moms in the home, 2 dads, and one is the mom, or both could be the mom to a child. And it's so important to acknowledge all those people for what they do and how they make our lives much better. My own life, my mother was there for me as a kid, and certainly through my older years in college and everything else, always encouraging me. But as I said, you know, if I played sports, she was sitting in the bleachers watching me and things like that. Or if I did something noteworthy at school, she was there to see it as well. So I'll always remember it, and it is always a fond part for me. But Mother's Day really encompasses a lot of people, and that's what I want to make sure that everybody understands today. Not everybody has the traditional home, and it's important to acknowledge the people who help out. In my own family, I have happy Mother's Day to Christina and to Barbara and to Bonnie and to Robin and to my sisters and to my nieces and everyone else in the family. Happy Mother's Day, thinking of everybody today. So it's a special day at the ballpark. Believe it or not, 1956, I took my mother on Mother's Day weekend to a game, Ebbets Field, the New York Giants, Brooklyn Dodgers, and we saw Carl Erskine throw a no-hitter at the Giants that day. I talked to Willie about it many times, and he thought he got a hit. I said, "No, Willie, I was there. You didn't." Whitey Lockman was the only one who came close to getting a hit that day. So Mother's Day has happy memories for me, and I just wish everyone a good day today. All right, yesterday, the Cardinals really cooperated, and Logan Webb did just enough to keep the Giants in the game. 5 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts for him. No homers. He's now 4-1 on the year. And for Logan Webb, that's his 17th straight win at home. Can you imagine this? 17 straight times that he has taken the ball at Oracle Park, the team has won. The team record is 18 by Atlee Hammaker. 18, that's Bill's old teammate. He's got 18, and Webb has got his 17 in a row now. Webb was not great yesterday, and I guess we'll talk about it on the show today. It's another start for him where you just don't see the Logan Webb who just put everyone away earlier in the year and last year as well, and especially against the Dodgers at the end of the year. So I wonder about him. We'll see how it plays out. Sometimes, you know, early in the season, the arm gets a little tender. You never know what's going on, but he just doesn't look the same to me. 5 innings for him, 8 hits, 4 runs, no walks, and 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. All right, the Giants put 13 on the board, and that was critical because the Cardinals just won't go away. But the way the Giants did it, it was kind of fun to watch it yesterday. Cardinals struck first. They got the walk and stolen base from Edmund, and Arenado a base hit, and they went up 1-0. And, yeah, well, all right, this we got trouble already with Logan Webb. And then the Giants came up. And the Giants came up in that first inning, and Slater got a walk. Slater should play more often. I still believe that. Mauricio Dubon in there yesterday for Crawford, who needed a day off. He gets a base hit, a shot down the line. Then Belt gets a walk. So Steven Matz, who came back from bereavement leave, clearly was not on his game because he doesn't walk many people. 5 walks, 27 strikeouts for him coming into the game. But it probably was off his routine, and he just couldn't find the plate. So here's Brandon Belt, who ended up walking 3 times yesterday, and a 4th walk that Lamont Wade finished for him after the neck injury that he had in the 8th inning. All right, so Belt walks, no surprise, and then Ruff pops out. And you say, oh, here we go again. And then Flores comes up, and Flores, I will say this, and I'm sure the professor and I will talk about it, I think he's the best right-handed hitter they have on the team. And Matz tried to come in. Ruff had popped up. Flores loves the pitch inside. He loves to pull those hands in. He got a high fastball with not a lot on it. And, boy, he didn't miss it and put it out into left field. A slam for him. 4 runs come in, the 5th slam of his career, and the Giants are off to the races. Well, the Cardinals came back with a couple of runs in the 2nd inning, and then the Giants answered again. And that was the story of the game. Every time the Cardinals scored, the Giants answered, and they just wouldn't let the Cardinals catch up enough. Dubon, after Yastrzemski singled, Dubon hits just a shot to center field, just a bomb to center field for a home run, his first of the year. Then Belt draws another walk, and then Darren Ruff, shot to left field, and he gets his first home run of the year. And the Giants had put 4 more on the board, and they lead 8-3. They went up 9-3. Then it was 9-4. Then all of a sudden in the 7th inning, things happened for the Cardinals. And I said, this is a team that doesn't go away. Goldschmidt finally woke up. He got a base hit. Arenado was out. O'Neill gets a base hit. And then they get Yepez, who's really a nice hitter. He's going to be a good ball player. And then Carlson came up, the Northern California kid. And he had a 3-run shot, and all of a sudden it's 9-7 in the 7th inning. Well, the Giants answered again. In the bottom half of the 7th, they get a base hit to Gonzalez, a double by Estrada, a walk to Bart, and they get things happening again and pick up another run. And then in the 8th inning, boy, they blew it open. The Cardinals just couldn't find the plate. Walk, 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 walk. Yes, it's true. A hit batter. Sacrifice fly, and all of a sudden the Giants are up 13-7, and it ended that way. So that was Buster Posey Day at the ballpark. A lot of home runs, taking advantage of Cardinal mistakes, and the Giants just never wilted and never went away. All right, time now for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. Well, for the Cardinals, it's Dakota Hudson on the hill today, 27 years old. He's 6'5", 215. He's pitched very well for the Cardinals, 2-2 with a 3.16 earned run average. The whip is 121. He has been in 75 games. It's his 47th start. He has had some good moments for the Cardinals. And this year, 25 innings, 20 hits, 10 runs, 3 homers, good ratio, but 11 walks and 18 strikeouts. And after seeing the walkathon yesterday, this could be playing into the Giants' benefit today. His last three, though, against Cincinnati, Arizona, and Kansas City, 9 walks and 12 strikeouts in 18 innings. So he is vulnerable, obviously, to the walk. Now, lefties, 8-for-45, 502 OPS. Righties, 12-for-45, 822. And the righties have 3 homers against him. First pitch, 6-for-18, so you may want to get on early. Now, runners in scoring position, he's very good. 2-for-15, runners in scoring position, 2 out, 0-for-7. First time through the lineup, 9-for-36. Second, 7-for-40. And third time, 4-for-14. So he's a tough customer. He is. He really is. And no one in the Giants roster right now, if everything is accurate, has ever gotten a hit off him. No current players. So we'll see what happens there. Now, on the other side of the coin, Jacob Junis goes for the Giants today. They brought him back from Sacramento. He's 29 years old, born in Arkansas, signed as a free agent by the Giants just a couple of months ago, a few months ago in spring training. And he has had two moments. They brought him up against the A's in Washington, and he's gone 10 innings, 7 hits, no runs, a walk, and 10 strikeouts. He's got a lifetime whip of 134, and he was Kansas City's 29th round pick in 2011. He is a slider finesse guy. This is not 102 miles an hour. This is not 95. This is a guy who knows how to pitch and has pitched well for the Giants in his couple of appearances. And in his career, he's a pitcher, and he's got to have his stuff located well. Lefties, very small sample size, 3 for 12. Righties, 4 for 22. We'll talk more about him as the show goes on. But that's who's pitching today for the Giants. Jacob Junis, 29. The right-hander is back, and he will get the start today. For Junis, one stat I do want to tell you, runners on this year, 1 for 11. Runners in scoring position, he's only had one, and he got that runner, and he got that batter out. So he's got potential, and he's a righty against a righty-hitting St. Louis Cardinals, and that is the matchup for today. All right, a lot of good baseball to talk about. Coming up next, he is the professor. It is Sunday morning. We'll talk baseball with Ron Wotus right after this. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.